It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 24th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is cornucopia, spelled C-O-R-N-U-C-O-P-I-A. Cornucopia is a noun. A cornucopia, also known as a horn of plenty, is a curved, hollow goat's horn or similarly shaped receptacle, such as a horn-shaped basket, that is overflowing, especially with fruit and vegetables. The image of a cornucopia is commonly used as decoration and as a symbol of abundance, but the word cornucopia today is more often encountered in its metaphorical use, referring to an overflowing abundance or to a seemingly inexhaustible amount of something. Here's the word used in a sentence from Bon Appetit by Maria Karamji. When I was 11, I moved to Texas and discovered the cornucopia of packaged options in the chips aisle. I quickly grew fond of salt and vinegar in particular, but I missed the sharp flavors of the snacks I'd eaten in Karachi. The word cornucopia comes from the late Latin words cornu copiae, which translates literally as horn of plenty. A traditional staple of feasts, the cornucopia is believed to represent the horn of a goat from Greek mythology. According to legend, it was from this horn, which could be filled with whatever the owner wished, that the god Zeus was fed as an infant by his nurse, the nymph Amalthea. Later, the horn was filled with flowers and fruits and given as a present to Zeus. The filled horn, or a receptacle resembling it, has long served as a traditional symbol in art and decoration to suggest a store of abundance. The word first appeared in English in the early 16th century. 100 years later, it developed the figurative sense of an overflowing supply. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.